Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jimmy Phillips and the agent of the law. Jimmy Phillips and the agent of the law. This is a short story about Jimmy Phillips and the agent of the law. Jimmy Phillips loves skateboarding. Skateboarding was his life. It was school holidays, and every day he went down to the skateboard park on the other side of town. It was Friday, and Jimmy was setting off with his best buddy, Barney Bates. Barney was the best skateboarder in town. He was really, really good. They were walking down Main Street, and out of the corner of his eye, Jimmy saw across the road a cowboy walking on the sidewalk. He looked across, and sure enough, there was a cowboy with a cowboy hat on, a big black coat, brown corduroy pants, and cowboy boots. "Look, Barney, over there, there's a cowboy." "What?" said Barney, looking across. "What? There's a cowboy there. Look, look. He's just going by that shop." "I don't see anything." "Oh, he's gone now." And carried on. The next day, Saturday, they carried on again to the skateboard park. They're walking down the street, Jimmy and Barney. And there, again, Jimmy saw, up ahead of him, the cowboy. "Look, Barney, there he is again. It's the cowboy, look." "Where?" said Barney. "There, there, right in front of us. He's coming this way. He's just going into that shop." "I don't see any cowboy." Well, he was there. I saw him." They carried on. Had a great day skateboarding. The next day was Sunday. Jimmy went to the skateboard park on his own. Barney was doing something else and wasn't all interested in going skateboarding today. So as Jimmy was walking along, he went past the malt shop. He liked the malt shop. They had the best banana splits in town, really big ones. As he was going past, he looked across, and there, coming out of the malt shop, was the cowboy carrying, you wouldn't believe it, a big banana split. This time, Jimmy had no hesitation. He ran over to the malt shop and walked right up to the cowboy. "Hi, I'm Jimmy Phillips. Are you a cowboy?" The man looked up from his seat. "Well, sort of," he said, with a big, lovely smile framed by a big handlebar mustache covered in whipped cream. "Why don't you sit down, son?" Jimmy sat down. "Boy, are you a cowboy?" "Well, like I said, sort of. I'm more an agent of the law."
"An agent of the law?" said Jimmy.
"Yeah, yeah, sort of more of an agent of the law. What I believe is what I see in the world."
"Really?"
said Jimmy. "Goodness Gracious is my name."
"Goodness Gracious," said Jimmy, thinking of the initials.
Oh, have you got a horse?" "Well, yeah, I've got a horse."
Where is he?" said Jimmy.
"Oh, he's over on the edge of town. He's at a vegetarian restaurant called Pico's. He doesn't like banana splits." Jimmy couldn't believe his ears.
"Doesn't like banana splits? The best creation in the whole world?"
Then Jimmy caught sight of a silver badge on the man's waistcoat.
"Are you a sheriff?"
said Jimmy. "Well, like I said, I'm sort of more an agent of the law. "Do you catch bad guys?" said Jimmy. The man looked back, smiling again. "Jimmy, I haven't seen a bad man for a very long time. All I see is good men in this world. I sort of find good men rather than find bad men."
"Oh, right," said Jimmy.
Just then, the waitress came out of the malt shop, wandered across to the two sitting there. She had in her hand a giant banana split.
"Sir, we appear to have an extra order of banana split. I was wondering, because you had one before, would you like another?"
"Sure," said the man. "Thank you." He looked at Jimmy. "Jimmy, would you like this banana split?" Jimmy's big white eyes and happy face gave the answer instantaneously. So they sat, enjoying their banana splits.
"I'm going to the skateboard park, Goodness. Would you like to come with me?"
"Sure," said Goodness. "That sounds like fun." So when they finished their banana splits, they headed off down the street. Goodness walking proudly, and Jimmy sort of waddling under the weight of that huge banana split. They came up to Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue was always a really, really busy street. Barney and him used to have to quite often wait there for about 5 minutes until there was a gap in the traffic. As they wandered up, the traffic was busy, 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 as usual. But as they got to the sidewalk, where the intersection was, all of a sudden, there was no traffic. The road was completely clear. "Amazing," thought Jimmy. And across they wandered to the other side. It was not long before they're at the skateboard park. There too, Jimmy was expecting to see lots and lots of people. But today, there was nobody there. A Sunday, and nobody at the skateboard park. Wow! Jimmy put down his bag, opened it up, and as he was taking out his skateboard, he heard the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. He looked up, and there was Goodness Gracious. Believe it or not, he was out on a skateboard. His cowboy hat turned sideways. He was riffing up and down, doing up the slides, doing half pikes, doing 380 degree turns, and then another 180 degree turn, coming back down. He was doing things Jimmy had never seen before in his life. He was a better skateboarder than Barney was. This was great. A cowboy that could skateboard. Eventually, Goodness came over to Jimmy. Jimmy was just sitting on his skateboard, his eyes wide open, watching.
"Wow! How do you do that?"
said Jimmy. "I just know I can do it. I just go out and do it," said Goodness.
"Wow! Can I do that? Just like that?"
"Sure," said Goodness. "Just know you can do it." So out they went, together. Whoosh! Whoosh! Up and down, up and down. And it was true. There was. It was easy. It was so easy. It was great. And then it was time to go home. Jimmy said to Goodness,
"Would you like to come back to our place for dinner? We always have a lovely roast on Sunday nights. It's great."
"I'd love to, Jimmy, but maybe another time. Right now, I've got to head further west and find some more good people. Before I go, though, how would you like to be a deputy? Be one of my agents of the law."
"Oh, that'd be great," said Jimmy.
"Raise your right hand, Jimmy." Jimmy raised his right hand, his heart beating. "Repeat after me," said Goodness. "I, Jimmy Phillips."
"I, Jimmy Phillips."
"Do proudly swear to always see goodness in the world, and to always follow my heart." I, Jimmy Phillips, always swear to see goodness in the world and to follow my heart.
So it is, said Goodness. Have fun. And off he wandered.
Jimmy went home. His heart was just racing. He was so full of joy and excitement. This was the best day of his life.
That night, he went to bed, snuggled in close, and as his mum came in, he said, "What's that on your shirt?" she noticed sitting on the ground.
"That's my silver badge," he said proudly.
"What does it mean?" said his mother.
"It means I'm one of Goodness's agents. I'm an agent of the law."
"That's great," said his mum. "You are certainly Goodness."
"Sweet dreams." She gave him a big kiss and snuggled him up. And after she left the room, he reached under his bed and pulled out a notebook. And on the cover, he wrote, "Goodness I find in the world." And he opened it up, and taking his pencil, he wrote on the top of the first page, "Jimmy Phillips." And then afterwards, he wrote, "My mum." And then afterwards, he wrote, "Goodness gracious." And he put the book back and he lay down and he closed his eyes and he dreamt of riding horses out on the range and the chaparral and the sunsets and he thought of Jimmy Phillips, agent of the law. Jimmy Phillips, agent of the law.